next Friday from 5 to 6 again, same time, so tune in. And until next time, thanks so much.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin?
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Anchor, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's a radio show where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community. I'm your host, DJ Kool-Aid. I'm
DJ Kool-Aid Man.
Especially.
person to person. It's got to be me. I'm very certain that a song that I want to drive to because it has that role. Faces the same too. I play the song on the radio speakers. I make the house run.
Tell me what it means. Trace the outlines of your dreams. You'll always be a flower on my skin. And the pain that I am in. It's all the same. Losing touch, the waiting game. Across that county line, I promise to be there this time. That's the hardest part. How thin like dogs in the light of the moon. Holding our breath after 1:32. You
is a work of art. That's the hardest part. Spiral out, try and fold. See a friend, see a ghost. Bitter brained, always drunk. Rail thin, so locked. Subtle change, shorter days. Get away. Your life, your dreams, your mind, your needs, my needs. See a friend, see a ghost, see a ghost, see a ghost, see a ghost.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Accra. This is from my brother. Not only is it a fun time, but you get your community service. Oh, my God. Sorry, this instrumental makes me cry. I had to add it because it's such a banger. But it's a little bit funny, so just roll with it. But yeah, build an inclusive community and support your friends. And you can just show up, you know? But if you want to announce your presence, you can contact toby@cgac.org with questions or help. And help with them. That's pretty cool. And we also got Free Play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library. Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. Join us as we gather for a casual conversation. Just with ages 1 through 5. Nice. So, yeah. I'm also just waiting for the funny part in the song because it just comes out of nowhere. And whenever I hear it, I crack up. But I have it. I have to see it. Did you hear it? Changing up the nice, I want to say scenery, ear scenery. Yeah.
Minecraft music.
I got a bunch of different music for you. SpongeBob music, Minecraft music, you name it. So I think it's a good time to go into some quotes. So first of all, metal seems scary, but it's actually a very welcoming community. So you might think it's ironic we're listening to Minecraft while talking about metal, but they're both very welcoming. So that's what comes to me. Do you want to repeat your meter?
By the way, we're not talking about the material, but we're talking about the music genre.
Oh yeah, facts.
Just so you don't get mixed up.
So today we're going into Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, new metal.
So he's new metal. That's still under, in my opinion.
Is the, let's say, kind of cover. Yeah. They basically started the entire genre. Alright, let's get into the first quote. It's really cool to see Lois things at the show, to see dance music culture infiltrating and becoming one of the metal community. Be yourself, let you come through.
So yeah, exactly.
Bro is unique from before.
Yeah, I wrote little notes.
It is quite annoying that we have to change the sound we invented just to avoid sounding like people who simply copy us. But it is flattering and, of course, challenging.
I like that one. That shows how unique they are. Once their sound started becoming normal because other people doing it, they changed up. That's sick. And just to show how inclusive the metal community is, they're also an ally to the LGBTQ community. If you feel... This is from Jonathan Davis from Korn. If you feel inside you are a woman, be a woman. No one can take that away from you. No one can make that feeling go away. If that's what you need to do to be complete, then no one has the right to tell you you can't do that. And also, I think if two people love each other, they should be able to get married. That's pretty much simple. And on top of everything, bro is extremely humble. You want to read this one?
I am a human being, and every human being has problems.
I like that one, because a lot of the time, people let fame go to their head. Not all the time. I would say it's like 50-50. I don't know if that's actually wrong. That's just what I guess. So next off, we have... You're right. I actually muted myself there. The GOAT, DJ Kool-Aid Man, caught it because he's honestly already a better radio show host than me. You know, he's going to take my place when I'm gone. Don't tell anybody I said that, though. But Noah Kahn is also a mental health advocate. A quote by him states, "In my own life and career, I feel like the things have continued to build for me in small ways, and I want to make sure that my passion for talking about mental health and raising money for it is following the growth of, like, my venue, capacity, and my staff." So yeah. And a lot of times, people doubt themselves, even when they're goated at something. Even the goats doubt themselves. Noah Kahn has over a billion streams on his one song Stick Season, and even he still doubts himself. Oh, we're talking about Noah Kahn. So, even he doubts himself, even though, you know, he's very successful. And I think that's something that a lot of people end up doing.
All right, here we have another quote. Every time I make a song, I'm like, the next one's going to suck. And I just need to keep trying. I don't know. Maybe if it stinks, it stinks. But what? But what I'm happy about is I've gotten myself in front of a lot of people, and I've lived out some dreams. That one's pretty deep.
Yeah, I like that one.
That one took me a while to get through, though.
I like that one because it shows that doubting yourself is a natural human reaction, and it doesn't actually mean you suck. A lot of times we think that because we notice the flaws more than anybody else. Other people just don't notice that as much because, think, you're doing it 24/7 if it's a skill. Practicing for music, you're practicing guitar 24/7, so you notice when the smallest thing doesn't go right. But you're ignoring the whole 90% that does go well. Yeah. And
it's pretty deep, man.
Knows music. Tell me if you would agree with this or not. This is his opinion, and I think, to a degree, I pretty much agree with this. Bro said, when someone covers a song and tries to copy the inflections or sing the exact same way, you're not learning anything new about the song.
That's pretty nice. I mean, I can relate to it because all I play right now is covers. Not because I don't have a band, but it's just, I can relate to that.
When you cover it, do you do it exactly how it was?
I try my best to do it the way it exactly was, but once I finish it, I use everything that I've learned from it and apply that to a different song.
Nice. And bro is actually shouting out obscure upstate New York places like Catskill, Coxsackie, Leeds. I want to say Hudson, but Hudson's considered a city. No hate, though. We still love you guys. You got the best food around us, too. Chef Richie's is the goat of burgers.
Chef.
Honestly, yeah. Non-sponsored, by the way. But he said, I want people who live in small towns to know. I hear them. I see them. And I know what it's like. He lived in the boonies. He lived in Vermont, a very small town. That reminded me of the one clip. But yeah, music is mental health too. I wrote this, or I didn't write this quote. I copied this quote down and chose this one because it just shows how music and mental health are integral to each other. Songwriting for me has always been a way to process my emotions. Sometimes I'm not great at processing them in a very logical way. So yeah. A lot of musicians can relate to that for real. And I feel like musicians especially are the ones that get helped mentally from music, if that makes sense. But yeah. Let's see. Let's ask DJ Kool-Aid Man. I got it right?
Yeah.
Do you want to go into our second Spotify rap songs? Or do you want to do some Would You Rather?
Would You Rather.
Nice. All right, bet. Would you rather be able to taste any flavor just by imagining it?
Or be able to smell any scent just by imagining it?
I'm picking flavor. What about you?
I'm picking scent.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, what if you... Not like the police dogs, they sniff for, like, bombs and stuff. Mm-hmm. That could be useful, too. I mean... Any flavor, what are you
going to
do with it, like, realistically?
See, I'm assuming that just by imagining something, you don't automatically smell it. I'm assuming it's a choice. So even if, like, something nasty pops into your head, you're not going to automatically be smelling it or tasting it.
Yeah.
Can we agree upon that?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm picking flavor because I feel like anything I would want to smell, 90% of the time, I'd want to taste more. Like, obviously, there's the 10%, like, flowers or, like, petrichor, the smell of rain. But cinnamon, I want to taste that. Vanilla, I want to taste that.
I mean, also, too, because you know how some people just, like, want food for the taste?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be useful with that, too. I mean, cut out on so much, like, unnecessary foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all the junk food, I mean, what is it going to do with you? I mean, you have it just for the taste, basically. Doesn't benefit you in any way.
Yeah, that's a goated point. So, let's see the stats. 72% of people would rather taste anything they imagine. And then 28% of people would rather smell it. So, would you rather play a small part in a good movie, or
the main part in a terrible movie?
Hmm.
Small part in a good movie, because if I'm the main part of the good movie, I'm going to get so much criticism.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, the poster boy.
That's true, but a lot of the times, I feel like it can be the opposite. Like, there's a lot of terrible movies that have a guest star for no reason, and it's hilarious. Like, this is the most obscure example, so it's not helping my point the best. But do you remember the, oh my god, I can't remember the name. It's a spoof of Five Nights at Freddy's. But Johnny Cage was that leading role, and it was terrible. Do you know what I'm talking about or not?
No, I don't.
Or not Johnny Cage. Oh my god. Nicolas Cage. I can't believe I did that. Johnny Cage is a Mortal Kombat character, and Nicolas Cage is the actor.
I almost picked up on that.
Willy's Wonderland.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It's not bad, but it's, like, so bad that it's good. It's an amazing experience.
So it's like the Banana Splits movie. It's so bad that it's good.
Yeah. It doesn't try to be, like, a monumental movie. It's a fun watch. Like,
happy day, you're getting warmer. You're as hot as a pan.
I'm gonna mute it just so there's no cursing. But if you guys want to see this, look up Nicolas Cage versus Gus Gorilla. Just by the title alone, you know that it's goated.
Gorilla greetings. Gorilla greetings.
That's so bad. What? What is it? It's just flat box.
If you're in the car listening to this, don't do that. Unless you're in the passenger seat or in the back seat, then obviously don't. We chill.
For sure they know that.
Yeah, but I just like making sure.
Yeah. Could some amateurs out there?
For me, by the way, this is a would you rather. I got on a tangent. Sorry, guys. It's would you rather play a small part in a good movie or play the main part in a terrible movie? I think you've convinced me, though. Just getting the hate from it. Because I don't think that movie's terrible. I think it's fun. A truly terrible movie that's just a pain to watch sucks. I was thinking of a movie that it's so bad it's good, but they still loop around and end up being good. And 81% of people still agree. Like, just cameoing for, like, Endgame, that'd be sick.
Undertale.
Like I said, I got all the stops, my friend. Listen to this.
daily.
I'd rather face my biggest fear.
My biggest fear.
Yeah, my biggest fear. Yeah, I actually have my biggest fear. Just that it's gonna be too much, you know, too much work to have those. Getting jumped, like, almost, like, jumping, like, almost, like, maybe, like, once an hour. Sucks. Nobody wants that. Like, what are we saying is, like, the range of how, like, much fear will take? Is it, like, the big jump or, like, screaming? Talking about like the fact that like the feeling of maybe you just realized something in life.
Yeah, something like that. Like fear of heights. Yeah. Like that, but with a bunch of things.
I mean, I'm afraid of roller coasters, so. Be cool, but not funny.
See, personally, I think I'd rather be funny, but not cool. How about you?
I mean, I already am funny, but not cool, so let's
try
something.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's be so try something different, so let's be cool, but not funny for once.
Oh, okay. So, we have the same train of thought, but it led us to different directions.
Yeah. So we had ASAP Rocky, I smoked away my brain. Clean, of course. Go ahead. Do the honors. It's almost nostalgic in a way because I listened to this song a lot last year. And last year, I raised it to you last year. And it's like the song that got me the most of, like, you know, just like your regular music at school type stuff.
Thank you.
I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm home. Sit your pretty ass soon as you can get the number. I'm not on the chin, I'm not a psycho, I'm still wrong. Right into the money, introduced her to my stone. Shut her out of the whip, now she really sing my love. She might try to play it like a hit the bingo. We be counting up, I talk about the bingo. We just had to go, talking about the Lambos. I'm not with the money, I ain't never let go. And I get hard, I'm a black man. I just love the money, blog, I'm a black guy. And I get hard, I'm a black man. I'm in the kitchen, I'm a boss, I'm a black guy. And I get hard, I'm a black man.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Kool-Aid Man.
Today, we're doing a lot of stuff. We got done with the community events. We did some Would You Rathers. And now we're talking about our top Spotify Wrapped. We're doing our top songs, but I want to know, what was your top genre? I mean, I already know, but the audience wants to know. What was your top genre?
Nu metal.
So why do you like nu metal music?
Sometimes regular metal just be too heavy for me, which I'm totally fine with it, but sometimes it's like not the mood for like that. Heavy guitar riff type stuff. And you know, new metal is just, you know, more welcoming, I guess. And it's not so heavy, it's not so violent.
Yeah. I think that's a nice explanation. I agree. I think I like new metal a little bit more. I listen to more rock and hard rock more than metal. But when I do listen to metal, it is more new metal. And I would say my favorite genre is probably folk rock. Every time the seasons change and it turns from spring or summer to fall, and then fall to winter especially, I like listening to folk rock.
and indie folk rock specifically. Something about it just really captures the feeling of the seasons changing. And it just goes with my song. And for those of you wondering what the background instrumental is, that is Claire de Lune by Debussy. Yeah, I know. Saying his name is a little bit risky. It's D-E-B-U. As that's all. Very, very good artist. But yeah, let's do some more Would You Rathers. Would you rather have your mind serve as an iPad so you can listen to music anytime, or
be able to watch a journey on television?
I think I want to watch my dreams on TV. What's your thought process?
Sometimes I just don't have, I can't access my phone with my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you can't really have your phone in school, so.
Now, I definitely don't disagree with that. This was a very hard choice for me. You make a very good point, and this is like a coin flip. It won by like 51%. Out of 100. But I have such crazy dreams that are so epic.
I don't even have dreams anymore.
How much caffeine you drink, my friend? Huh. A lot of people who drink a lot of caffeine don't have good REM sleep. And they don't have dreams. I wonder why it is your case. I mean, everybody's just genetically different. Dreams are just so weird to begin with.
I have a monster here and there, but it's not like I have one every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dreaming in general is super weird. Fun fact, your brain is actually more active while dreaming than it is while watching TV. Isn't that weird? Not even dreaming, just REM sleep in general. Even if you don't sleep.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, dreaming is like your entire brain firing at once. And you don't watch it, it's just like you're sitting there doing nothing.
So, and there's also some science that says you do dream, you just don't remember it. But there's also opposing evidence that states that some people just don't dream. So it, yet again, is another mystery. So, 48% of people would rather have their mind serve as an iPad, and 52% of people would rather
watch their dreams. Oh, this one's perfect
for me. Oh yeah, for real, for real. This one's hard for me. I'm on the fence. I'm gonna let you give your answer.
Would you rather be an amazing pianist or be an amazing drummer? I mean, we already know which one I'm going to pick. Of course I'd be an amazing drummer. I already am one.
Drumming pretty much goes with any genre. So that's like a goated answer. But there's something so raw and guttural about piano. And piano was my first instrument. I want to say pianist. Oh, that was such a sudden change. Oh my god. That almost gave me a heart attack. Sorry, friends. I'm shuffling that now. This is the second time I've listened to this, but it's a banger, so I'll let it stop. Tell me you don't enjoy this.
This is great.
That's not.
It's great vibes for me, too.
So, yeah. I feel like this one is definitely preference. There's no right or wrong answer. 64% of people would rather be an amazing pianist. 36% people. What? Would rather. Sorry, I got distracted by this question.
This is weird.
We're not even gonna, should we answer this?
No, that's
okay.
Weird.
We're gonna
that's
read it. This is messed up. But just so you guys know, we're not overreacting. We're gonna read it.
Alright.
You wanna read it?
Yeah, all right. Sure. Have a romantic relationship with a dog, or have a romantic relationship with a cat?
Whoever came up with this question needs to be checked out. But 49% of people chose the dog, and 51% chose the cat. If you're wondering. Yeah, right. Another messed up.
Another weird one.
What are you guys writing? Ooh, I like this one. Really?
Yeah.
New metal, bro.
It sucks. Like, what? What am I gonna do? I mean, I can drummers don't even speak.
That's true. But then, like, but imagine, like, you don't have to curse, though. That's the thing. So you could save it for that one-in-a-lifetime occasion. Like, you're getting robbed. You just start screaming curse words at the top of your lungs, bro. No, that's not a good idea.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. Yeah, okay. So, I get your point. Yeah. 57% of people would rather only be able to use curse words. 43% of people would rather be able to. Would you rather... this one sucks. Would you rather only be the only person that doesn't get to live forever? Or would you rather...
I actually love it too.
Yeah, living forever sounds cool at first, but it would really suck.
Watch everybody you love die.
Yeah, and you would just get really bored. Like, life is
like, cool. You've already seen everything. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Why are you still here?
Life is cool because it is fleeting. If you lived forever, that would defeat the purpose of trying to have a good life. Because life is limited, so you want to use it for the best ability. Right. What?
Never mind. I feel like I heard this before.
A lot of video games use this song. So maybe that's why. But yeah, let's see what people say. Plus, like, heat death of the universe, you can't do anything, you're still alive. Oh, 69% of people chose
this. Such explosions could be a charmed body in the pool of nerds, please.
Literally.
Become 10 years younger, become 10 years older.
Now, how does this work? Like, is it just a snap of your fingers, boom? Or is it like you go back in time?
If I became 10 years older, I would be 24. If I became 10 years younger, I'd be 4 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be older. School sucks.
Oh, yeah, for real. This one's like, it depends on how it would work. Is it like you're going time traveling back in time to when you were that old? Like,
is it possible for me to go back?
Like, you go back to the year two of when you were that age. Or is it just a snap of your fingers, you're living in the world as it
is? But when I was 4 years old, it was 2016.
So, yeah, for you, you would be going back to 2016. I mean, is it that way? Or
2016
is it...
was pretty lit.
So, which way is it, though? You feel me?
I'd still be 10 years older, though.
Oh, God. I'm going 10 years younger. No, I'm going 10 years younger if it's time traveling. Because then I could, like, invest in Bitcoin and stuff, bro. I'd be rich. But if it's not time traveling, I guess I'd rather become 10 years older. It sucks, though, because you're skipping out on 10 years of your life.
I mean, what if it's just, like, snap, 10 years older... This is just like you're gonna go to that time period.
Oh, that's true. Either way, that would suck.
I mean, would you be just be?
Would you have the memories?
Would you be 20? I mean, you never really lived that, so you wouldn't really have the memory.
Dang, that would be sad.
I mean, would you just be, or would you have, or would you just be a 14-year-old in a 24-year-old's body?
Yeah, that'd be. This sucks all around.
Does your body age or does your mind age?
Yeah, both. Both for sure. Because the mind is part of the body. The only thing about becoming 10 years older is you're just skipping 10 years of your life. And that sucks. So this one's like a coin flip. But 69% of people would rather be 10 years younger, while 31% of people would rather be 10 years older. So yeah, this one's sad. I'm done with the depressing ones. I'm skipping this one. I'm not even gonna tell you all. See, this is funny. I like this one.
It looks good. No, have no hair anywhere, or
have never-ending growing hair.
Never-ending growing hair sounds really cool because you can just do so many different hairstyles.
Yeah, you could cut it too if it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
No hair anywhere.
And doesn't your hair never end growing anyway?
Yeah.
What does it grow faster? For some people, that may be
different. I feel like it depends on a certain point. Like, your hair would probably still grow at the same rate, because your hair would pretty much do it, right? But like your body hair, it would grow at the same rate, but it would just not stop growing. I think that's the way I'm interpreting it, at least. If you have no hair anywhere, you could be a really good swimmer. You'd get cold really easily, too.
I mean, your body hair.
Yeah, even if you're bald. Shout out to all my bald homies, too, by the way. I love my bald homies. Yeah, all the bald fans. Even if you're bald, like, your leg hair and your arm hair and all that still keep you really warm. So for that reason, I'm picking have never-ending growing hair. And I'm picking that, too, because you can always choose to cut it. You can't choose to grow hair.
Rocking the cave hair for a little bit, too.
Facts. So 55% of people would rather have no hair, and 45% of people would rather have endless hair.
I don't know what I would
do. I don't think you would die.
I don't know what I would do.
I think it would suck.
I don't know what I would do if I could make something capable. I rely so much on my hair, and I take care of it so much.
I feel you on that. I have very long hair for the audience that can't see me. So that would be a very sudden change for me. So I think it's a good time to go back into our songs. You've heard me yap for long enough.
For us, yeah.
Facts. So this is going to be our third song on our Spotify Wrapped. And for mine, a lot of the first few songs were by the same artist. So I'm just choosing the next song that I haven't played from a different artist. You feel me? So if it's the same artist, I'm skipping it. But our third one is Emery Elefiki Tonight. So I'm going to have DJ Kool-Aid Man tell you why he chose this one.
Which one am I doing? Oh yeah, it's a dead battle. It's really, really good. And it's heavy as hell.
Nice.
Didn't mean to curse them.
Why are you chilling? Is there anything else you want to say before you jump right into it?
It's a great song. You guys should listen to it on your own time.
Nice.
Trust me, it'll grow.
I'm going to make them listen to it right now. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be right back.
SpongeBob, Patrick Squidward, Mr. Krabs. SpongeBob, Patrick Squidward, Mr. Krabs. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM,
GFC, Acre, Casco,
and Hudson, where we talk about mental health in the local community
in Queen and Columbia County.
I'm sorry. I'm rushing through. Because we only got 3 minutes left.
Talking about it.
I'm not sure if I can do it. There's no promises. We're talking about making a Discord so we can interact with you guys. Like I said, no promises. I'm going to have to run it by my higher ups.
It's just an idea, right?
It's just an idea. I don't make the rules. Don't get me wrong, right? I'm going to make sure it's allowed. And if it's not allowed, I'll keep you guys up. But we have some pretty cool. Pick out a word of the day. That's fine. Next time we'll make the moral of the story, music is medicine.
Music is medicine.
Music is medicine. Another moral of the story. Watch Willy's Wonderland. Not sponsored. It's a terrible movie. And because of that, it's weird. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Is there anything else you want to add? Safe on the roads too.
Yeah, this weather is good. You're upstate, you know what it's like. It's beginning like this in the year.
So we're gonna play out into Chevelle's and the Pain of Love. This was their fourth or fifth. This is fourth song about the rap.
Hope you guys enjoy.
So send